And you were planning to go to South Park the next day, and Isar was going to go home with you, right?
Yes.
You were going to visit your sister, weren't you? Isar's mom.
Yes.
And so Isar spent the night at your house, correct?
Yes.
And when you all woke up, everything seemed normal, right?
Yes.
Isar didn't run out in the middle of the night, did he?
No, nothing like that.
And he spent the whole day with your family, right?
And the whole day he was with me.
And ultimately, you guys didn't end up having time to go back to South Park, right?
No, we can't because we were planning to go to tomorrow, but he was arrested that night.
And so you were sitting down for dinner with the whole family and Isar that night again, right?
Yes.
And another phone call happened that night, didn't it?
Yes.
And remind me, who answered that phone call?
I did.
And you recognized a Karen voice based on the accent, correct?
Yes.
And they wanted to speak to Isar, right?
Yes.
And so Isar spoke to them, didn't he?
Yes.
But he handed the phone back to you and said they need your address here at this house, right?
Yes.
And you asked them why they needed it, and they said, well, the police were coming, correct?
Yes. Police were coming.
And you didn't have anything to hide, so you gave them your address, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess the police will come to ask about the girl. But we were ready to answer that we don't know anything about it.
And you all just went back to eating your dinner, didn't you?
And we got nothing to say.
And Isar did the same thing, ate his dinner, didn't he?
Yeah. And nothing was changed on Isar. Then we just went back to our table and eat again.
And
why were we eating? The police came.
And at the point the police came, they broke in your back door, right?
No. I had to pay $170 for that door.
It's a lot of money.
Anyways, I'm over.